I'll be the first to admit it. I wasn't always sure we were going to work out. I remember the day he approached me in the bar, wide-eyed and anxious. He clearly took lessons being smooth and experienced from cable television and his stash of computer-pirated pornography. Consequently, his attempts at seduction made my girlfriends and I laugh more than just a little bit at his expense. Luckily for him, he had something a bit more organic going on beneath those cliche lines and acts. I mean, he was absolutely puppy-level adorable. I eventually decided tapping his ass was worth enduring the smirks and playful big baby accusations predictably made by my friends, as lovely as they are. Oh, and believe me, worth it he was. Sure, he could play the role of young, dumb, and full of cum well. He also had enough mommy issues and pent-up sexual tension that the night ended with me collapsing on the bed from exhaustion. I mean, I was panting, and my pussy ached from the number of times it had squirted onto his hard-throbbing dick and the rough patch of his stubble around his gorgeous mouth. He proved to be a one-night stand that didn't know how to go away, though. I was annoyed at first, frustrated at those wide, lingering eyes that showed themselves each and every time I went back to that bar. "Uh-oh, your stalker is back," my girlfriends would joke. Today he asked the bartender for my favorite kind of Coca-Cola. I lost my normally stoic composure from an instant and blushed bright red. I still haven't heard the end of that story being retold. That little twerp had a way of burrowing into my heart, though. Soon enough, I was calling him over to sit, first at our table, then beside me, and eventually I was tugging him right by my side, arm in arm. I take him home, stroke his hair when he cried, and fucked him harder with each new set of silk ropes he'd bought into my home to tie him up and tease him with. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't all careless sex and easy connections. He'd call me up, drunk and crying for the eighth time in a month, filled with leftover teenage angst and cringe-worthy smart-ass attitude. He could be clingy and demanding, insolent, and damn stubborn. My friends rolled their eyes and asked me to cut him loose countless times. Well, lucky for us, he was a kinky fucker, or I would have had to. There were some nights he showed up on my doorstep, gasping with apologies for his attitude, though I had no tenderness left in me whatsoever to offer him. Instead, I'd put him over my knee and tell him how disappointed I was in his behavior. I'd spank his ass beet red, sometimes with my hand, other times with a belt, whatever was available at the time. I would have him count the lashes until his cries lifted the weight of frustration from my chest. More often than not, I would throw myself on top of him afterwards and push my way onto that ever-thickening, pulsating cock. I'd grudge fuck him and show him what it meant to be made into a woman's bitch. He both asked me for it, and was asking for it, more than enough times, after all. When his cries from my hard and rough bounces turned to a sound of true pain, it would always awaken something in me, however, despite myself, despite that frustration. I'd begin slowing down, and I let him go deeper and find that space to rub his cock against my walls that drove him wild. Inevitably, he would end up moaning in ecstasy, raking those delicate hands down my back, and spray evidence upon evidence of his orgasm deep inside my cunt. dripping down his still throbbing shaft. "I'm sorry," he'd whisper after we both had come. "I know, baby." He then would ask to spend the night wrapped in my legs and arms. I wondered if he knew I would die inside if he ever asked to be even an inch further away. I guess you could say he grew up around me. The insolent boy turned charming and caring. The more he loved me, the less he began to hate the world. The more he learned my arms were there to keep him truly safe, the less he struggled and acted out in anger and fear. He may have learned it was okay to love, starting with me, but he eventually found his way into sharing that tender heart with the rest of the world. A good many of those friends that were so insistent I drop him as dead weight have since moved on. They're no longer part of my life. Besides the obligatory smile on the street, he remains with me, though. I was never really the ring type, but he wears one to remind him of our promise, looped in a chain around his neck, like a collar. I pierced my clit for him and tattooed my wrist. That way, each and every time I ride or embrace his body tightly, he is reminded of my love for him. He's not going to forget anytime soon. My boy still needs that kind of security of being held and fucked quite a lot. I am more than happy to provide it to him as a woman. Every once in a while, he still gets a terrible gleam in his eye and rattles off something truly irritating and smartass. I sometimes think he honestly doesn't know what I know, that he's only saying it to get spanked like he used to. Well, who am I to deny him? I love that boy after all. And damn do I love that ass.